Hold on. Let me fade this out. This episode isn't what it was intended to be. I was going to tell you everything. Every detail. Every moment. The full story of the night I was attacked. I even planned to read a letter tonight. One I wrote in therapy. But I sat with it again. And I realized, some work is meant to stay in the room where it was done. I believe that if I finally said it out loud, I'd feel lighter. Like the weight I've been carrying for decades would finally loosen its grip. I thought truth worked like that. Say it all, and you're free. But after 12 episodes of sitting here, pouring honestly, slowly, deliberately, I realized something I didn't expect. Healing didn't come from emptying myself out. It came from learning what to hold and what to protect. So tonight, this episode isn't what I originally planned. And that decision, not to tell you everything, is exactly what I want to talk about. This is I Drink My Coffee Black and My Whiskey Neat, where we don't shout, we pour. And tonight, we're pouring restraint. What we keep and why. There is a belief we don't question enough, that transparency automatically equals healing. That the more we expose, the lighter we become. That truth means full access. But here's what I've learned. Not in theory, but in practice. Expression helps. Meaning helps more. But exposure? Exposure isn't always medicine. Sometimes it's just another way to bleed in public. I didn't arrive at this choice by avoiding pain. I arrived here by walking straight through it. 12 episodes of sitting with memory, with shame, with silence. With the slow work of finding language that didn't perform my pain, but honored it. And somewhere along the way, I realized something had shifted. I no longer felt the need to hand over the most violent parts of my story to a room full of people who might not know how to hold it. Not because I'm afraid, not because I'm hiding, but because I've learned the difference between honesty and exposure. There is a difference between secrecy and discernment. Secrecy is rooted in fear. Discernment is rooted in care. Fear says, if they know this, I lose control. Discernment says, if I give this to the wrong room, it changes shape. Some stories shrink when they're misunderstood. Some pain becomes spectacle when it's consumed instead of respected. And I'm done confusing access with intimacy. The truth is, I did survive something terrible. It happened a long time ago. Long enough that the calendar says I should be over it. But trauma doesn't keep time the way clocks do. That night didn't end when the sun came up. It followed me into my body, into my nervous system, into the way I learned to stay quiet just to stay safe. What stayed with me wasn't just what happened. It's what it taught me. To freeze instead of fight. To disappear instead of speak. To carry shame that didn't belong to me. And for years, silence felt like survival. I used to believe that silence made me complicit in my own pain. That if I didn't name it publicly, it still owned me. But what I've learned, sitting here, episode after episode, is that silence and privacy are not the same thing. Privacy can be protection. Privacy can be integration. Privacy can be the place where truth finally gets to rest. This podcast taught me that. Not because I planned it that way, but because sitting with my own voice, without interruption, without performance, changed me. It taught me pacing. It taught me restraint. It taught me that truth doesn't need to be graphic to be real. And maybe most importantly, it taught me that peace doesn't come from telling everything. It comes from knowing why you're telling it and who you're telling it to. One thing I do want to say, quietly, is that I didn't do this work by myself. I found real trauma care through the VA. Not perfect, not fast, but grounded. And if you're a veteran listening to this, carrying something you've never named, you don't have to do that alone either. I used to think freedom lived on the other side of disclosure. Now I know it lives on the other side of choice. Choosing when to speak, choosing what stays sacred, choosing not to hand over the most vulnerable moments to people who didn't earn them. That's not retreat, that's agency. Shame thrives in secrecy, yes, but it also thrives in misinterpretation, in being reduced, in being consumed without care, and being turned into a headline instead of hailed as a human experience. I won't let that happen to my story.
Not anymore.
What I will share is this. Survival doesn't always look brave. Sometimes it looks like freezing, like compliance, like silence that keeps you alive long enough to find your voice later. If that's you, if you didn't fight, didn't scream, didn't tell, hear me clearly. Your body chose survival. And that choice deserves respect, not judgment. I carried this for decades. Not because I was weak, but because I was trying to live, build a life, be present, stay functional in a world that doesn't pause for unprocessed pain. And for a long time, I thought the weight meant I was failing. Now I understand it meant I was carrying something that was never mine to carry, and it required care. There's a strange pressure in our culture to turn pain into proof, to show receipts, to tell it all or be accused of hiding. But not everything is meant for public consumption. Some truths don't want to be broadcast. They want to be integrated. Some wounds don't want an audience. They want patience. I didn't get lighter by emptying myself out. I got steadier by choosing what stays mine, by realizing that my healing doesn't require permission, and my peace doesn't require witnesses. If you're listening to this and you're holding something heavy, something you've never said out loud, I want you to know this. You don't owe your story to anyone. You're allowed to be honest and private. You're allowed to heal without explaining yourself. You're allowed to protect what nearly broke you. There will always be people who demand more access, more detail, more vulnerability, more proof. But you don't heal by feeding curiosity. You heal by honoring yourself. This season was about learning to speak. This episode, this moment, is about learning when not to. And that distinction may be the most important thing I've learned. And I'm not done with my story. I'm just done bleeding for it. So here's the toast. To the truths we learn to carry instead of the ones we felt pressure to explain. May they make us steadier, not louder. This is I Drink My Coffee Black and My Whiskey Neat, where we don't shout, we pour. And tonight, we pour discernment. We poured restraint. We poured the kind of truth that knows when to stay close to the chest. Not because it's fragile, but because it's finally at peace. Season 1 taught me something I didn't expect. That my voice is strongest when it's not trying to prove anything. And I'm carrying that forward. Quietly, intentionally, whole. Last episode I said I was sitting in the calm before the storm. Turns out, this was the other side of it. I'll talk to you again next season.